Imam Khamenei says that these are the days of Allah. One of the days of Allah is the 22nd of Bahman, the anniversary of the Islamic Revolution. The 22nd of Bahman, the day when the people together chose the Islamic Republic despite the enmity of world powers. Let us invite our young brother, Sayyid Hussein Zaidi, for poetry with a warm and loud Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Such a topic, where do I even begin? I'm just gonna speak from within. A revolution such the world has never seen, successful because it was based off the deen. A revolution such the world had never seen, successful because it was based off the deen. Started with one man who stood up against the wrong, a savior for the people, it had been way too long. Started with one man who had stood up against the wrong, a savior for the people, it had been way too long. He stood up for humanity, even against the tyrant's insanity. He stood up for humanity, even against the tyrant's insanity. Even when the world was against him, he stood firm on the right path, cause he knew the enemy would face God's wrath. Even when the world was against him, he stood on the right path, cause he knew the enemy would face God's wrath. He knew what was to be done. It was time to fight and not to run. Even at the time, the amount of supporters he had were close to none. And the death of America was signed the 22nd of Bahman. He knew what was to be done. It was time to fight and not to run. Even at the time, the amount of supporters he had were close to none. And the death of America was signed on 22nd of Bahman. And it didn't even happen overnight, no. And it didn't even happen without a fight. Now let's talk about the tyrants trying to portray themselves as good people, but humanity sees through their masks, they're all just evil, spending millions of dollars to bomb innocent children. Then you get mad when the people have risen. This is a new edition, just listen. Spending millions of dollars to bomb innocent children. Then you get mad when the people have risen. I'ma say nothing but the truth for the misguided youth who you've taken off the straight path. Then you don't give a damn if they face God's wrath. I'ma say nothing but the truth for the misguided youth who you've taken off the straight path. Then you don't give a damn in the face of God's wrath. Look at Palestine, look at Yemen. Innocent people are dying. For a drop of water they'd be crying. And when we hear this news we do nothing but sighing. Does that not make us useless if we can't even help the helpless? Look at Palestine, look at Yemen. Innocent people are dying. For a drop of water they'd be crying. And when we hear this news we do nothing but sighing. Does that not make us useless if we can't even help the helpless? Looking at the many atrocities of the West, but it's all fine as long as we're at rest. Even if innocent people are oppressed, it's fine as long as we're not depressed or stressed. Looking at the many atrocities of the West, but it's fine as long as we're at rest. Even if innocent people are oppressed, it's fine as long as we're not depressed or stressed. This is the mentality the enemy wants us to have. A revolution such the world has never seen, successful because it was based off the deen. Started with one man who stood up against the wrong, a savior for the people, it had been way too long. He stood up for humanity, even against the tyrant's insanity. Even when the world was against him, he stood firm on the right path, cause he knew the enemy would face God's wrath. He knew what was to be done, it was time to fight and not to run. Even at the time, the amount of supporters he had were close to none. And the death of America was signed on 22nd of Bahman. And it didn't even happen overnight, it didn't even happen without a fight. Now let's talk about the Zionists trying to portray themselves as good people, but humanity sees through their masks, they're all just evil, spending millions of dollars to bomb innocent children. Then you get mad when the people have risen. I'ma say nothing but the truth for the misguided youth who you've taken off the straight path. Then you don't give a damn if they face God's wrath. Look at Palestine, look at Yemen. Innocent people are dying. For a drop of water they be crying. And when we hear this news we do nothing but sighing. Does that not make us useless if we can't even help the helpless? Looking at the many atrocities of the West, but it's all fine as long as we're at rest. Even if it's innocent people that are being oppressed, it's fine as long as we're not depressed or stressed. This is the mentality that the enemy wants us to have. Now enemies of Islam, this is my message from my heart to you. This revolution is waking up the people. It won't be long till you all are feeble, begging on your knees for mercy, but none shall be shown. As once your hearts were cold, ours will be harder than stone. And at that point, your crimes will all be shown, and our leader will never have to stand alone.
Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Allah!
And one more thing before I go, I just wanted to say one thing, that a revolution, a change, it will come from within you. You cannot start to change people when you yourself are not a good person. You have to change yourself. You have to start from yourself, and then you will go and change the people. Salawat.